everybody test, pull up parking lots, everything else. What we've done is we've created a tremendous number of cases.
The number of deaths in the U.S. is rising again, with California, Florida, and Texas reporting new daily highs. There's a call to boycott the New Jersey-based Latin American and Spanish food company, Goya.
The hashtags Boycott Goya and Goya Way trending after the company's CEO praised President Trump while visiting the White House. Hispanic Democratic politicians Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Julian Castro joining in.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. America's listening to Fox News.
Life Saturday night has a lot to unfold. I'm leaving now, let's go. Now it is the weekend. Said I can make your weekend. Saturday morning when the sun comes out, I was sleeping with my shades pulled down. Then I will binge Netflix on my couch, grabbing some booze and then I'll chug it down. We will be dancing till we get kicked out of every
this weekend. What's everybody's big plan this weekend?
It's my mom's birthday tomorrow.
Oh.
So, we're going to do birthday celebrations.
Very nice.
And
nice.
Can we reach out to her this morning? And
We can, because she's actually off today, so she's at home.
Special birthday songs, and she should be praised.
Yes.
For producing you.
Oh, yes. She's probably listening right now going, oh, Lord.
Lots of friends have Dana Delk. Duncan Tomlinson, one of our afternoon sponsors, they're both lawyers. Dana had twins a few weeks ago.
Right.
And they're just amazing. And one of them has this, I mean, babies kind of, well, it's rare when you see one, they laugh, but a smile, you know, just a posing smile.
Uh-huh.
I got to find it. I'll pull it up off her page. It's really, really amazing. And then our
Alan and
Fun Size Jane.
Yes,
they made a baby, and they're so excited. It's great to see such great
cute picture you sent.
So ready to be moms and dads too, which is also very important. It is 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's going to be hot.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
There's some rain on the radar. It's mostly in West Alabama this morning. But the big news is not how many showers will be on the radar, which will be fewer than the last few days, but the heat. We have a heat advisory in effect for much of the state of Alabama and adjoining states today, with today's high in the low to mid-90s and the heat index 105 or higher. That is the danger range. It'll be a sun and cloud mix with scattered thunderstorms mainly this afternoon and this evening. That'll cool down a few lucky towns. Very humid tonight, low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, dangerous heat across the area with the heat index 105 to 110. Both days. That's serious territory. Mid-90s tomorrow, mid to upper 90s on Sunday. Spotty, random thunderstorms here and there for some lucky towns. And the dangerous heat continues next week. Right now, the dew point is out of this world at 75. Wow. Temperature is 77 now at 7:07.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Lately, is there any other kind? 7:06. I think we may be getting pranked again.
Yeah.
Remember the whole IHOP thing?
Yeah, sure.
Now we're changing our name from International House of Pancakes to Burgers, and of course it was a stunt.
What now?
Big Boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're changing the mascot.
Yeah, the little guy in suspenders and the checkered thing with the...
What's the matter with him? Did he have slaves? Did he own slaves?
That's great. Yeah. Did he own...
No. There is no indication. They just wanted to... he's going through a transition. Mm-hmm. Big Boy will now be Dolly.
Oh, Lord.
Stop it.
They've changed the logo on their website and social media. They have not changed the Big Boy statues to Dolly statues.
What is it going
to
be? Dalai Lama holding a burger? No?
Not that Dolly.
Oh.
What's the reasoning, though?
Well, from all indications, it's a temporary move, something to just churn up a little. So they
right. When was the last time we talked about Big Boy, right?
Uh-huh. That's a good point. Went there. There was when I worked in Indiana for that lost year of my life. Well, it wasn't lost.
The lost year?
It was weird. It was a weird year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I could write a book about that year alone. Crazy. A year behind in the chicken sandwich wars, 2 years behind in the stunt rename wars.
What was Big Boy in Illinois? Like in Ohio, it was Manners Big Boy.
I don't know.
In Illinois, and then down here, it was Shoney's. Shoney's was where
we did not have Big Boys in the city of Chicago. They were like out in the burbs.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of a drive.
And then out west, I think it is just Big Boy. Like in California or something like that.
Anyway, that's the latest stunt.
Thank you.
So that companies can get...
I wonder what Dolly Parton's going to say about that.
Right, yeah, I smell a lawsuit, yeah, capitalizing on the name.
Right.
It is 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Random Facts is coming up, and Jay will...
Who's talking? Who's this?
Amuse, entertain, and then at the end of that, we do what we call a pop quiz question. So have some kind of note-taking device handy. Our electrifying moment of the morning, which will be later, involves lottery, something that you can't do here. And we have Crawdad on the phone at...
Good morning, everybody.
709. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm feeling pretty good today.
Good. Good. Glad to hear that.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, sir.
We have a ma'am here now, so...
Yeah.
You know, can't go wrong.
Add a little, class to the show. Yeah.
Somebody said that in the thread on Facebook.
Mm. Wasn't me. I didn't say it.
Nope. The show finally has some class.
Class and cowgirl sass.
Well, I tell you what.
When is class here?
You have a very good choice, Jesse, in your tackle.
Well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I used to work at the Shoney's over on Eastern Boulevard. I was the cook.
Oh.
One of the cooks.
Yeah?
Early on, you know, everybody's got to have an experience on how to work for a living.
Yeah.
And they had the Big Boy out front.
Right.
Yeah. And
I remember that.
I tell you what, Sunday night after church, when the bus would pull in from wherever, we would hustle. And I hate the fact that they're going to mess around with that. And there is no need to take Shoney's Big Boy away. Well, I don't get it.
That was a classic
icon.
Logo icon, exactly.
And he doesn't look anything like a Dolly.
No.
Now, Wendy's, you see, this is the thing, is Dave is gone. He died.
Yeah.
And, you know, Wendy's, what his daughter, they got the logo named after his daughter, actually. Right. I mean, you know, Wendy's.
That's true.
And so
I knew
I don't
Dave
know
down in Florida. I had lunch with Dave, the guy that founded Wendy's in Georgia.
Yeah?
He was kind of a grumpy fellow.
Was he really?
Yeah. Mm.
That's terrible. I mean, after you become that successful, what do you got to be grumpy about, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used to sell the little bank, Greg, when you were checking out at the, you know, store. You had the little, I should have got one of those, the little Big Boy bank under the glass and some other things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. Up there, they had like a little gift shop kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, and I miss having a Shoney's here. If you want to go to Shoney's, you got to drive.
Prattville?
Wetumpka.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard the Jim Gaffigan comedy bit where he talks about, you know, it's all about bacon?
Mm-hmm.
And used to love you go down the buffet at Shoney's, and at the end there'd be this giant tub Bacon. And Gaffigan says, you almost expect to see a rainbow over it. I thought that was brilliant.
The little thing, there's a bacon!
Yeah.
The other thing that was great about, this was after I worked there. I used to throw a newspaper, too. And after we got done, we were finishing up about the time sun come up. We would hit Shawnee's for breakfast bar.
Their breakfast bar was the absolute best.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you, man, you can live off of the grits from that place.
Mm-hmm. Well, Crawdad, it's time for Random Facts. We got to run, but we're so glad you called in.
Random Facts. Good morning, Jesse. Goodbye, y'all.
Good morning.
How do you live? It's the way it's going to be. Good morning, Jesse. Goodbye, y'all.
Yeah.
How about that for a name?
I noticed a couple of the names actually let off with, like, Jesse and the gang. And I'm like, No, we all got to be included on this.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Come on, Keith. Let's see. Bull O' Nuts. Wake up,
wake
y'all.
Wake up, y'all. I don't know.
Three men and a pretty one. A pretty man. That I think there's a dangling participle. The Blue Crew, as in reference to Blue Water Broadcasting.
The Blue Crew.
The Blue Crew.
Good morning, Gump. Good morning, Gump. Four guys and a singer. It sounds like four guys. It could be a sewing machine.
Eric Anderson's got foreplay with a high-speed chase.
That, might require, but I like that. That would get some buzz.
Fab Four.
The Wall Street Gang, because our studio is on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Morning Rat Pack. I can't put Jesse into
rat. High five. Ear.
The high five, yeah. Let's see. Oh, here's the Gilligan's Island thing. I can hear the jingle. The random facts man, the singer, to the captain and the weatherman with his little dog here on the morning commute.
A 3-hour show.
Yeah.
That's great. Way to top that off, Rich. Wow, that was great.
Well, we do have a musician. We could create our own jingle, too.
Yeah, we could.
All right. Jay is getting itchy. Well, anxious to do... That's such an unpleasant image.
Yeah, no. I don't have any form of...
itching.
I haven't caught anything,
But we do have some local news, a couple of things to do, and then we'll be back. And don't forget, we'll have that $10 food outlet pop quiz question to follow.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Clanton Mayor Billy Joe Driver has died after a battle with COVID-19. He served the city of Clanton for decades, first as a member of the fire department before being elected mayor. Driver was set to announce his retirement later this year. State health officials say hospitalization numbers are trending in the wrong direction. As of Thursday, more than 1,200 confirmed coronavirus patients were in hospitals across Alabama. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris says these numbers are not sustainable. And state lawmakers were back in Montgomery Thursday for budget hearings. The Senate Budget Committee heard from state agency leaders about the impact COVID-19 will have on next year's budgets. According to the Legislative Services Office, the budgets appear stable right now. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm Barry Moore, and I want to represent you in Congress. Others say they support Donald Trump, but I've done it. Sign a term limits pledge, I've done it. Some say they'll fight for conservative values, I've done it. Support our farmers, I grew up on a farm, I have a degree in agriculture, I've done it. While many say they support our military, I have served. I am the only veteran in this race. Political candidates say they will do a lot of things. On July 14th, vote for Barry Moore, who's done it. I'm Barry Moore, Trump Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family meal time easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments, so call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8255.
334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On July 10th, 1839, the world welcomed little baby Adolphus Busch. The future German brewer was a healthy newborn.
Push, Frau Busch! Push! Yeah, look at the head on that thing.
Adolphus Busch, a star is born.
And now, poor Busch, well, just got pours over
random
facts. Nice.
Got me thirsty.
Yeah. Well, I got my big jug of water here. Did you know? Yeah, I just did that. Did you know sea lions are considered to have the foulest-smelling flatulence of any animal by far?
I don't know.
You I'm remember glad I wasn't on the team that did that.
Study. Right?
I don't know. We used to have some... Never mind.
What animal was that?
Afternoon drive.
Well, yeah.
You do kind of wonder, yeah, how they come up with this.
Yeah, right.
Like you,
yeah. Like
guy knocks on the door at the zoo. I'm yeah, a fart smeller. Yeah,
that's right.
Can I need to go around and see your animals here?
Well, they eat a lot of fish.
Right.
Yeah, fish are a day later.
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking out loud.
Because that's how farts work.
Fart sniffer.
Just thinking out loud. Should I stop?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you know that once you have solved 5,472,730,538 games of Sudoku, you've solved them all?
Well, that's going to be your question, folks.
Yeah. Hope you wrote that number down. Yeah.
You haven't gotten the Sudoku from the paper lately.
I love
it's been
Sudoku,
a while. Yeah.
Sudoku, whatever, however you pronounce it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one of my favorites. Oh, hi.
Hey. Hi, do you like Sudoku too, Chase? Yes,
only
you
if
do.
It is, only if it's spelled chicken.
It's spelled chicken.
Chicken. Did you know the stem end of a cucumber and any other related fruits and vegetables tastes different from the other end due to a higher concentration of a bitter compound called cucurbitacin?
Oh, yeah.
Cucurbitacin. Is yeah. the name
I
of the
knew
compound.
That from the get-go. The count, you know, the compound has different pieces of potassium.
Right.
It's a drink. I'm kidding.
Listen to this. That's we total... got a master's degree in the studio with us now.
You
we
need
gotta...
to be sounding off the BS alarm right now.
Do you have any more cucurbitium? I'm running low.
Cucurbitacin?
Yeah. Got it.
Did you know the first song sung by a computer was the song Daisy Bell? In the year 1961.
I thought that was Britney Spears on her album.
Ah.
I want to say that's this. Isn't that the same song that Hal sings?
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do.
Is that not Daisy
crazy.
Bell?
I don't think so. All for the love of okay. you. That's what Hal sings on.
Mm-hmm. And Sophia sings it on the Golden
Girls. Daisy Bell was a song from 1892.
Yeah. What was the B-side, you know?
What label was it on?
It was Rainbows. Rainbows over Manhattan.
Did you know, and Greg, you might know this, in 1962, developers planned to dredge 8,000 acres of Biscayne Bay in Florida to build hotels and a seaport. When a fisherman by the name of Lloyd Miller campaigned against the plans, those supporting the development poisoned his dog and tried to have him fired from his job at Pan American Airways.
Well,
the entire South Florida waterway system has just been, it's been ruled by corruption and
yeah,
all sorts of
drug dealers,
horrible things.
Oh yeah. I don't know that story. I've never heard that one in the time I was down there, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, a lot of New York moved to Miami and brought mob with them and stuff like that. That's probably Nick the Trunk.
Nick the Trunk. Hey, in the department of we sent people to the moon before we put wheels on luggage.
Yeah.
We also invented nuclear weapons before we invented the compound bow.
The compound bow?
Yeah. It's the pulley system on the compound, you know. You know how bow and arrows were basically just pull the string, whatever.
Yeah.
Then compound bows came in and put pulley systems so you could pull back easier, but it applied a whole lot more force.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about pigs, the animals. Yeah, I know. A guy by the name of Peter Hill.
Okay.
Henry IV of France.
I'm Henry IV.
The inventor of the diesel engine.
All right.
And the longest freight train ever.
Wow.
That's all coming up on Random Facts.
Count cars on trains when you get stopped?
Yeah.
On a family drive?
Or how about, though, waiting, like, we don't wait for trains here, but in Illinois, I'm sure you did.
Oh, yeah.
And then they stop.
Right.
And back up, and you're saying, oh, no. Because you were just going to get to the end of the train.
Last time I was in Chicago, my parents are in a cemetery that's right next to a railroad track.
Uh-huh.
And I remember it took me 25 minutes just to get out of the cemetery because they were
floating around with, it was awful.
With trains.
Yep.
Our rocket scientist was announced last hour, and that's a study that determined that the average American has spent 172 hours during this pandemic drunk. Alabama, however, is not one of the bigger offenders. We're kind of in the middle of the pack. And those are the things that are brought to you by our friends at Applied Security. Mark and Vicky, what a great team for four decades doing security systems that are easy to operate. I know people that have home security systems they don't even bother to activate because it's too much trouble. These systems are strong, they're foolproof, and you do not negotiate with them. So if you're looking to batten down the hatch, especially after what you've seen in the news for the last couple of months, you might want to give them a call. At 279-8338, 279-8338 for simple, secure. They protected us here at Blue Water. I love their system. It's easy to activate. And I tell you, you try and compromise it. If you don't have what you need to get in, you ain't getting in. But the police will be here very, very quickly. They work. Plus, they're local. So if your preference is to do business with a local company with lots of experience and really great technologies, call them at 279-8338 for Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276. Traffic at 725, part two of Random Facts coming up.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're seeing a lot of inbound cars on 231 from Wetumpka. That's putting a lot of congestion onto the Northeast Boulevard right now and a little onto Congressman Dickinson. That's about it, though. Incoming traffic, light to moderate all over the city. Moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No accidents into us to pass along at this time. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere, out to eat or summer vacation. Watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Time's running out to win $7,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $7,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win, because $7,000 a week for life is ready to be awarded on August 31st. Go to PCH.com and enter before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/26. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
July 10th is National Pina Colada Day. It's a day set aside for those who like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight, sorry, couldn't resist. Have a happy Pina Colada Day.
And now, colada is a contraction for collect a lot of
random.
Well, how does he come up with them? Amazing.
Did you know, are you on a farm? Do you have a farm? What do you
have?
We
have a horse farm.
You have a horse farm. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about pigs.
Hey, now, my uncle raised show pigs.
I took the liberty.
Show pigs?
Mm-hmm.
I took the liberty of telling Goose that when she comes here, that we can ride at your place.
Yes, absolutely. Y'all are always welcome.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Yes. Y'all come on back.
Pigs, they have, don't get this confused with bulls. Bulls have the nose rings that go right through the middle part of the nose.
Is that to help control them, or are those installed?
No, it's to help control them, just like she said.
Because they have a nerve, they have a sensory nerve that you can actually use, like a lead line that you hook through that would help keep them controlled so they don't get out of control.
Bull.
Yeah.
Pigs, on the other hand, pigs have rings on their snouts, but they go... They're not the rings that go through the center. They're the rings that go on the side.
Yeah.
And
they have a longer nose.
Yeah. And the reason for that is to keep them from rooting. Mm-hmm.
Rooting?
Rooting, where they dig their...
For a team? Or,
where they put their nose down and they dig. They like to dig. Yeah.
Pigs are so great maybe. Rooters, it says. Given the right setup, you can use them as a bulldozer and as bacon. Sprinkle...
Well, Chase didn't like that comment at all.
Chasing his tail. Apparently, sprinkle some food nuts around a stump, and they will get it out in a short time. But yeah, great rooters. Did you know Peter Hill was the first known African-American clockmaker and the only black clockmaker known to have worked in the late 18th and early 19th centuries? He earned enough money then to buy his freedom at the age of 27. The following year, he married his wife, Tina, and purchased her freedom as well.
Well, already. That's nice.
And he was a what? A clock? What?
Clockmaker.
Clockmaker, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know?
No.
Henry IV of France, his second wife, was being crowned Queen of France. Her coronation caused traffic congestion. Within this traffic congestion... he was assassinated.
Oh, Lord. That's a way to go.
That was before he was crowned?
No, he was already king. It was his second wife who was getting her coronation to be queen that caused the traffic jam, which he got stuck in, which caused his assassination.
Wow. So what's the rule of succession in a situation like that? She got to find a new king or marry someone?
Yeah, I was going to say, is she out as far as being a queen?
I don't know. It's her coronation, so I guess she takes over, right? Does it go to her or does it go to his offspring?
Depends on the age, I would think.
Henry's coach was stopped by traffic when the queen's coronation is depicted. His widow served as regent for their 9-year-old son, Louis and 11. Louis the 13th until 1617. Hmm. So she, yeah, it went to his son, but not until he became of age.
Of age.
Yeah. Did you know the inventor of the diesel engine? Do you know who that is?
No, not really.
Well, his last name is Diesel.
No, that's a good way to...
Fred?
Rudolph. Oh.
Rudolph Diesel.
Rudolph Diesel disappeared from a train. The case has never been solved as to what happened or where he went.
Well,
he just disappeared.
Diesel go down as some of the best random facts you've ever done.
Another.
I didn't know. I honestly didn't know that the inventor of the diesel engine was named Diesel. You know, you never think about those things.
Right.
You know, who invented, you know, was it John Toilet? But it was, what, John Crapper or something?
Crapper.
Like that?
Yeah. Right.
And finally, the longest freight train ever. Imagine getting stuck at a stop with this thing going by. 4.5 miles long.
I was going to say about 4 miles.
Yeah, I've seen a few that rival that in Ohio.
Yeah, the longest freight train ever was 4.5 miles long. It weighed 99,734 tons, equal to 2,400 fully loaded semi-trailer trucks. And those are your random facts.
The thing that's impressive about trains is that, I mean, think about it. We still put the tracks down. You got two steel rails that are holding all of that weight on railroad ties that are big and thick, but they're on rocks. And I'm just surprised that that system still works.
You know, my uncle in Oklahoma is actually an engineer for CSX and all of them, and does all the training for them. It's pretty cool.
Have you ever traveled by train?
I have not. That is one thing I would like to do. It's a bucket list item.
You have to do it.
Hey, little Greg, did you ever put a penny down on the track?
Yes, I did. We used to. We had a lot of railroad yards in Chicago. We would just go down there and walk around and explore.
Yeah.
Stupid. We have a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet, because coming up in just moments will be the pop quiz question. Everything at Food Outlet is cost plus 10%. You will save in every department, I promise. Three packs of vine ripened tomatoes, though, 96 cents a pound. Those are rather a package, I should say. That's a great deal. At cost plus 10. If you recall what you paid last time you went to one of the big chains, keep those numbers in mind when you walk through Food Outlet for the first time and realize, wow, I have been paying retail grocery prices under the illusion that because one name has all these different locations, they're going to pass those savings on to me. It doesn't work out that way. Boneless pork loin, $1.58 a pound, but all meat in the meat department generally runs anywhere from $1 to, and especially with steaks, USDA grade A, $2, $3, $4 a pound less. Cereal, too, $1.91 for the big box of Cap'n Crunch this week. And we're still in a pandemic, so buy an extra package of Chips Ahoy cookies at $2.38 each. Food Outlet with locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street, west of 31 in the Preferred Community. And I will see you Sunday morning around 7:30 on Coliseum Boulevard. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here is today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, we're going to go back, way back, to the first random fact that we did today. What creature, what animal has the worst smelling farts?
Outside of this station.
Outside of Blue Water.
272-9228 is the number to call to redeem your winning answer. 272-9228. Operators are standing by right now looking for a winner on Newstalk 93.1. It is 7:35.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a look at the highways. We are fairly busy right now around the city, mostly moderate traffic. Very congested, though, on the Northeast Boulevard at Wetumpka Highway. Congressman Dickinson a little busy inbound, as well as I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Enroll now for fall classes at Trenum State. Your future's waiting. Go to trenumstate.edu and change your life. Trenum State. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere. Out to eat or summer vacation, watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, let's see if Mark knows his animal flatulence here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mark,
what do you think, Mark?
Hi. Okay, how you doing this morning?
Good. What are we looking for? What creature has the worst smelling?
Sea lions.
Absolutely.
That's right.
You ever get kissed by a sea lion?
No, I have not.
I have not, but I have got to sit next to one when I was a little kid and take a picture with its flipper in my lap. That was so sweet. I still have that photo.
They're really, really smart.
They're. I've seen them in person in San Francisco, right there at near Pier 39.
Or they come up on the rocks there.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
And it smelled okay.
I haven't been that close to him.
All right, congratulations. $10 of Food Outlet food shopping for you. Let's say good morning to Don R.
All right. Well, let me welcome Greg back.
Thank you, sir.
Yay.
Do you want to do a follow-up with Don?
Okay, what is the first song sung by a computer?
Daisy May.
Actually, Daisy May was from America. This was Daisy...
Daisy Bell.
Yeah.
Close, though. Got a good bit.
All right. You guys have a good day.
Thanks. And Don, also in our end of the week grand prize drawing coming up at about 8:55 this morning on Newstalk 93.1 FM at 7:38. Animal stories are coming up.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
There will be fewer storms on the radar today. The big story is going to be the heat. There's a heat advisory in effect with the high today in the low to mid-90s, but the heat index will be 105 or higher, and that is the danger range. So sun and cloud mix, scattered thunderstorms for some lucky towns later on, especially this afternoon and this evening. There's actually some rain on the radar this morning in West Alabama. Tonight's low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, dangerous heat index again. I think we'll probably see another heat alert over the weekend with the high temperatures in the mid-90s tomorrow and mid to upper 90s on Sunday. Heat index 105 to 110. That is serious business. So if you're going to be cutting the lawn, you want to do it real early in the morning or towards the evening. Certainly not around noon. Dangerous heat continues next week. Right now, cloudy skies. And the dew point is just out of control at 75 right now. Our temperature is 77 at 7:40.
Some animal experts have postulated. That's a good word to use.
That's a good word. Our IQ just went up again.
Postulated. Yeah. That we're having a lot of unusual animal stories over the last couple of months because people have been staying home, mm-hmm. and animals are reclaiming their turf. And we have a couple stories that sort of fit that bill coming up. Let's see. You did crow skin, right?
I did. Oh, my gosh. I am so thrilled.
Immediate difference?
Yes, and no doubt about it. It takes about an inch off your waist the first time, and I've got... I'm happy to say 4 more visits. It's every 2 weeks.
I'm going again Monday.
Skin. Yeah.
It does work. It is an immediate result. And here's the best part. It's not invasive. Mm-hmm. No surgery. You're awake. It's totally comfortable.
Yep.
There's and you get to chat and talk. And in the meantime, this device just uses ultrasound to break down fat cells beneath the skin. And the best part is they can target specific areas. So if you want your pants to fit a little better on the waist, or perhaps you have a cellulite issue or upper arms, they can even use this technology on your face if you want. It does work, and it's a heck of a lot less expensive than going for a cosmetic surgery procedure. But this is just one of the things they can do for you at Infusion. They have an awesome chiropractor there, Dr. Terry Gross. I do dry needle therapy with him. I'm trying to avoid another back surgery. I will not go through that again. And he's done a fantastic job of getting that old sciatic nerve to calm down. And so many other services. IV vitamin therapy. You need a boost in energy. Been partying a little bit too hard, they can course correct you quickly. The Juve Light therapy is available at infusion, laser for pain reduction. There's so much. All of these things can enhance your life, and it's all good. Go to infusioncryoandlaser.com to read more. I can't even begin to scratch the surface here in a message on the radio, or call 296-1662 and ask about the services you're interested in. Consult with Ryan Turner or Lori or anybody on their incredible staff at Infusion. It's on Winton Blum Boulevard, on just on the east side, right across from Baptist East. 296-1662. Animal stories coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. State health officials say hospitalization numbers are trending in the wrong direction. As of Thursday, more than 1,200 confirmed coronavirus patients are in hospitals across Alabama. State health officer Dr. Scott Harris says these numbers are not sustainable. Clanton Mayor Billy Joe Driver has died after a battle with COVID-19. He served the city of Clanton for decades, first as a member of the fire department before being elected mayor. Driver was set to announce his retirement later this year. And state lawmakers were back in Montgomery Thursday for budget hearings. The Senate Budget Committee heard from state agency leaders about the impacts COVID-19 will have on next year's budgets. According to the Legislative Services Office, the budgets appear stable right now. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Those of you who faithfully tune in,
tune in next week to the best show ever.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Shannon, how can we let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, can be seen without a referral and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember,
happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We have a call from Chris at 747. Good morning.
Morning, Greg, y'all. Your new addition to the show this morning, she was mentioning about trains. Are you and Greg and Jay, are y'all familiar with the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade?
Sure.
Yes.
I did not see that one.
What?
Okay, Jay, do you remember the train scene where, you know, in the beginning of the movie, that actual train route that was filmed on is out in Chama, New Mexico, on the Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Narrow Gauge Railroad.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if she wants to go out and ride a train, either that one or the one from the Durango in Silverton is highly, highly recommended. If you want to ride a scenic railroad, especially one that's pulled by an authentic steam locomotive.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And even in the scenes of the movie from the one that was from Indiana Jones, especially the section where he swung around on the water dispenser for the steam engine at the end of that train ride section where the bad guy caught him on the train.
Right.
You can actually see on the route and on the ride at that scene in that area where it was filmed out on the railroad.
That's amazing. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's really worthwhile, but if you love scenery more than anything, I would recommend the Durango and Silverton, but if you never rode either one of them, you know, definitely do both of them, because the one in Chama, New Mexico, where they filmed the scenes from the movie, the other end of the line, you can also see the house where Indiana Jones lived, their house that they lived at when he went back home after the train ride incident.
Nice. That's awesome. That's great information. We'll have to check that out, and I'll definitely have to take a look at that.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, Chris. Yeah, I did my first train trip like the mid-80s. Mm-hmm. Got to get a cabin. Got to, you know, get the whole thing. Mm-hmm. They have nice, comfortable, full-size chairs in those, so if you just want to sit, read a book, and look at the world go by, it's cool. Fold the bed out. The people at work, the cars, do all of that for you, which is really nice. And the train food has never been bad. It's actually pretty good.
I've never done the train yet, but I always watch that Smithsonian show, Mighty Trains.
Yes, I've seen it a bunch of times. Yeah. Some of those look really interesting, like the ones that go up the mountains in Alaska, mm-hmm. stuff like that. But the cool thing about the train, it teaches you some history. Because the railroad was the center of our transportation for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you stop in cities like Raleigh, North Carolina, and other places, you'll see what it used to be like, especially like during the war years, all the big department stores, everything was close to the train depot. And now all those old businesses are painted over, and there's other stuff going on there because everything went out by the highway when they put the interstate system.
Do you know Amtrak used to come to Montgomery?
I heard about that. I wish it still did.
In that classic train station?
I rode the train out of that station.
You did?
Yeah.
I had to drive to Anniston to take the train to Washington, D.C. That was, 10 years ago already.
I took that train, but I took it out of Montgomery
mm-hmm.
back in, it was a class trip. We were going to Washington for the inauguration, and we rode the train from Montgomery.
Yeah.
All the way to D.C.
When did they stop that service?
In,
couldn't have been that long ago.
When was that?
I don't know the year. I'm sure we can look it up, but it, when I came to town, you could get on an Amtrak from Montgomery. Hey, so did I hear that Amtrak may come back?
There's been talk about that for a long, long time. I think that would be really cool. We should do a live broadcast on the first train that leaves town. Animal Stories coming up in just 2 minutes.
Mr. Sandman. Mr. Sandman's Independence Day sale is carried over till July 11th. New models are coming in weekly, so shop with us to experience the largest selection of mattresses in the area. We are loaded with really nice mattresses from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, Capital, Symbol, Corsicana, and other factories, and I will be making special deals this week. Many mattress prices are going up because of shortages in raw materials, so shop now while I still have inventory I purchased before the increases. We stock nice basic sets, a huge selection of mid-range sets, including latex, hybrids, and memory foam, and, of course, some super nice premium sets. Most of what we carry is unique to this area. Mr. Sandman has mattresses, adjustable bases, headboards, and beds in stock you can take home with you or we can deliver promptly. We have about 20 queen floor samples to liquidate as well as some kings. We stock mini twin extra long mats for adjustable bases. For more choices and better prices, shop Montgomery's favorite mattress store, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. Chase. It's time for today's edition of Animal Stories.
Yes.
True tales, pun intended, from the Wild Kingdom. Yes, Wolfman.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Tighter. All right, our top story in the realm of beasts, escape pigs causing traffic chaos on a highway. Authorities in Virginia said a group of large pigs, I guess these are like even bigger pigs than you would normally see, right? Is that how it works with pigs on the farm?
So, yeah, there's a difference in sizes.
There's small, medium,
there's,
and large.
There's, you have teacup 2XL. Pigs, and then you've got little teacup, you got little pork chop pigs, and then, of course, you've got your meat pigs, which will go very large.
Uh-huh.
They're quite large.
Is that where you get bacon from?
Yes, and to be honest, I'm a little bit intimidated of pigs of that size.
I would be, too. But you'll never be bored with pigs.
No, you won't. Especially when they're having little piglets.
Just wanted to double check. Okay. See if you were tuned in. Kelly Hannon from the Virginia Department of Transportation said the first reports of loose pigs came in around 1 o'clock this past Wednesday afternoon. They were running through traffic on I-95 in Spotsylvania County. Surprised witnesses captured video of the pigs weaving between vehicles in the roadway. State police said the pigs escaped from a trailer being towed by a Ford F-250 truck on the highway. The driver of the truck was cited for failing to properly secure his pigs. Most of the hogs were rounded up and returned to the trailer, but one pig made it all the way across the county line before they were able to corral up. No pigs, though, were hurt or killed on their way to the slaughterhouse. Now, this story is really, really scary. We go to the state of Florida, where a family in West Chase, Hillsborough County, not far from Tampa, looked out the back window of their house and found an alligator swimming in their family pool.
Oh, uh-uh.
Playing the role of the alligator was the MGM Tiger.
I was going to say, what did that have to do with alligators?
Every time they opened the filter on their pool, the little gator would dart out and swim laps. No kidding. The Croc Encounters team responded to the home, removed the gator, which was released back into the wild. Alligators under 4 feet are not considered a nuisance, unlike larger ones, who are not to be relocated under Florida love. And those are your animal stories. Enjoy the rest of this bus.
What else is on? Not a good-looking alligator.
Farm Delivery Digest. Junk mail. I don't know why I go there every day expecting, like, I'll see an envelope. Wow, that looks like it has bunny in it.
Let's see what I got. Let's see what I got. Oh, no mail today. No mail listed.
Really?
Yeah.
You?
I'm sure there will be something, but it didn't have a picture of anything.
Your fan club must not have gotten the cards out in a timely fashion this month. It is 7:56. I am a fan of Louis Long. First and foremost, the people there, I've known them for so long, over 10 years. And Haley and Chad Sasser, he's the point guy at Louis Long. So whatever you're interested in, if you have questions, see Chad. And TJ and the whole service department, it's just a fantastic group of people. It's the one place you can go to buy a mower, blower, pressure washer, whatever you need to maintain the outside of your home, knowing that your warranty card that comes with your product is redeemable there. Will you save a dollar or two at a box store? I really couldn't tell you. I think their prices are very competitive. But you can't bring it. You know, you buy something at a box store, good luck with that. They'll give you an 800 number to call and a kiss for luck, and you're on your way. One of the product lines I really am impressed with at Louis Lawn, they're all good. It's all top-notch, Exmark, Echo, Toro. But the Ego, these are battery-chargeable mowers, edgers, trimmers. So easy, you just put it on the charging station when you're not using it. They're lightweight, very sturdy, and they do a lot of work on a full charge. Just detach and hit the on button so they start up really easy, and, man, they work. Whatever your needs, please choose Louis Lawn, long-term supporter of free speech and talk radio here in the River Region. At 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday, right now, till 5 this afternoon, 7 to 5 Monday through Friday. And their number, if you need to call ahead, is 244-9191. A quick look at the roads. The 8 o'clock edition of Fox News, a couple of minutes away.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're in Prattville, we have a medical emergency in front of Bubba Siemens. That location is going to be right near Alpha Springs Road and a few miles on up the road to the I-6531 exit. Watch out for the emergency vehicles. A whole bunch of them are headed that way for a medical emergency. Elsewhere around the area, we've got light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere. I-65 and 85 looking pretty good through downtown Montgomery. Use caution, buckle up, and drive carefully this morning. Festival Plaza open for business. Stop by the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere, out to eat, or summer vacation. Watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call